You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Future-proof your business with up to 5 million rand in fast, flexible funding from Lula. Visit lula.co.za and make cash flow. The future belongs to those who prepare for it today. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are the words of Malcolm X. We borrow them for our next discussion on the importance of small businesses, especially those in retail, manufacturing and distribution, preparing for Black Friday. Yes, you heard it right. Black Friday in advance and how to go about it successfully. We speak to Anine de Kock, head of partnerships at Peach Payments, for more on this. Thank you very much, Anine, for your time this afternoon. Let's start by taking a look at this, right? Because we're only a few months away from Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, or one of the biggest weekends in global retail. When you reflect on global and local consumer behavior and transactions in the past, what, 1 or 2 years, what are some trends or patterns you're predicting for 2024?
Thanks, Dudu. So according to the 2024 online retail report, e-commerce is on the rise and ready to reach over 6% of the total retail in South Africa by 2025. Now, that is a phenomenal number and something we at Peach Payments are super excited about. Mm. So a higher number of transactions is therefore likely to happen this year compared to any other year. The companies that are still on the fence about offering their products and services online as a supplement to their in-store business should seriously consider making the leap. Over 50% of online purchases typically happen on mobile devices, and it's therefore critical to ensure that your website is mobile-friendly and loads quickly on all mobile devices. Mm-hmm. In terms of payment methods, card payments and EFTs are still very much king and the most popular, but buy now, pay later options like Float, MobiCredit, and PayFlex are definitely growing in popularity. This is particularly due to the rising demand for credit and credit options by the consumers. And I do believe that people are becoming clever and not going to special deals without knowing what capital they have available up front. So offering an option like this can really help you make more sales as an online vendor. In 2023, the largest payment processed by Peach Payments was over 400,000 Rand. You can just imagine with large transactions like these happening on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, a BNPL or a buy now, pay later or a credit option makes your products and deals so much more accessible to the broader market.
Mm-hmm. When we take a look at online transactions, how are they changing the game in 2024? And what should retailers keep in mind to stay ahead of customers' expectations and deliver a smooth transaction experience during a shopping holiday like this one?
So as internet connectivity becomes more reliable and faster, I think customers are becoming increasingly impatient and they want to move away from slower online experiences and transactions. So they want to have a seamless and a frictionless online journey with a website as a departure point or a starting point to load quickly. The products need to display efficiently. It doesn't need to, it couldn't be distorted, etc. So you have to make sure that your user journey remains as short as possible from start to finish. I think the number one reason, or what we've seen, the number one reason for customers abandoning their carts is typically a lack of trust either in the website or friction or frustration experienced during that journey, that they close a browser with items added to cart but not checking out. So this highlights the importance of using a reliable payment gateway with a good reputation. It not only means that you're less likely to have payments fail, but also seeing a known payment gateway on your checkout goes a long way in building that customer trust. Mm. And if you're expecting a huge influx of customers and orders on the day or over the weekend, Black Friday weekend, it's no longer really typically a day, it's usually over a weekend, you need to upskill your support teams to bring extra staff to support over that time. You need to prepare for what you wish for. I think that's crucially important. Be sure that you have sufficient stock, be sure that you do sufficient marketing, but also that you have that backup staff and skills readily available to assist in case of need.
Yeah. What are the three or four, when you speak on that, planning or preparation measures that retailers with an online presence should actually prioritize so that they can have a successful, seamless Black Friday, Cyber Monday this year?
Yeah, so Dudu, as I mentioned, the first thing top of mind would be your website performance and security. It's crucially important that you address that and make sure that it's mobile friendly, because a lot of people shop on their mobile devices. Also, you have to check whether your website's host servers are performing optimally, that they're ready for the traffic that you expect or would wish for. And you should consider additional bandwidth as well to field for that increased traffic demand. Also, to remember that website security should be top of mind always, regardless of Black Friday. And you need to make sure that you, at the very least, address any website security concerns well ahead of time. With your service provider, ensure that your payment gateway offers top-notch security and failovers during case of emergency. Also, from a marketing perspective, I think business owners often do a lot of marketing in the lead up to Black Friday, but they're super busy on the day itself and forget to continue that marketing throughout the day. So on Black Friday and Cyber Monday weekend itself, it's exactly when consumers are looking for deals, where that's top of mind. So make sure that you check your Google Ads budget, that you have sufficient marketing on all social media platforms, and that you also actually contact your existing customers. We often think you have to contact new customers and win new market share, but actually your existing customers are those that already trust and prefer your brand. Also on the day, it can get quite hectic. If everything goes well, it can get quite hectic and busy. So make sure that you have a list of emergency contacts really available. That goes from your bank, your point of sale equipment provider, your web hosting provider, courier companies, etc. Also make sure that you've got sufficient stock for those sales that you anticipate. And then lastly, but most definitely not the least important, is your customer service. If you are in the know and you've been through a Black Friday, you'll know that typically customers shop first thing in the morning. Some of them even set their alarms for as soon as the deals go live at 12 the previous night. So anything and everything around breakfast, people shop. And then around about lunchtime, we see a big influx of transactions, and then typically after supper. Now, those are not typical office hours. So make sure that you have the right support staff and sufficient staff to field queries that could come in during those busy periods. And also just to make sure that the entire end-to-end journey in this shopping process is optimal, so that you have less queries to deal with during that time.
Yeah, so we've covered the digital aspect of this, right, Anine? But there are still some who prefer cash, because there's still a widely held belief that cash is king. So in planning and preparing for a bumper shopping period, what role does cash flow and the right cash reserves play? I mean, how does business funding enable online retailers that use payment gateways like Peach Payments to prepare and plan for a successful Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping period?
Oh, that's such a crucial question, and thanks for asking that. I think if used well, business funding could be a huge boon to businesses to help them prepare for the success during Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So at Peach Payments, we tell our customers that funding should be used ahead of Black Friday to invest in strategic marketing initiatives to boost your brand awareness ahead of Black Friday. You can't start the engines the week before. It's a build-up, right? And you have to invest in that build-up well ahead of time, so that people grow the excitement, they know where they want to typically shop. And then you should know that you should upgrade your technology, your infrastructure, your storage, and your store space to accommodate the higher turnover of products. And you should buy more stock ahead of Black Friday to ensure that you can meet the demands that should your marketing campaigns and all things be so super successful as you would hope for, that you actually your stock availability can meet the demand. There's nothing worse than having a successful marketing campaign whilst you don't have sufficient stock to meet the demand. I think there's nothing more sad than that. And then you should ensure that you hire employees on a temporary basis to manage the increased sales volumes ahead of time. I think those are the four key pointers that we typically empower our merchants and our customer base with.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Anine de Kock is the head of partnerships at Peach Payments. If access to funding is holding your business back, apply for up to 5 million rand in business funding at lula.co.za and make cash flow.
You've just closed a deal. Your business is about to boom, but you need cash quickly. Do you find a way to cut costs? Tap into your personal savings? Go to the bank with its long queues and pages of paperwork? No. Ask Lula. It's fast easy, Lula, to get business funding of up to 5 million rand in 24 hours. Apply online in minutes with no paperwork, no obligations, and no collateral needed. Apply today at lula.co.za and make cash flow.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.